Hi, I'm Nick.
And I'm Muriel.
And welcome to Hella in Your 30s.
This week, we embrace self-care, kicking and screaming.
Let's do yoga. Let's get fit. Let's do jumping jacks. And we'll get rich. But oops, I found that bottle of gin underneath the sink again. So tomorrow's a new day. Let's order pizza.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Hella in Your 30s.
The podcast that just won't quit.
Yes. If you're new to the podcast, this podcast is all about things that we do in our 30s. So sometimes it's, you know, self-help things like self-care. Sometimes it's learning how to drive for the first time in your life.
Sometimes it's just sitting down and talking to each
other. Yeah, so basically anything we do is hella in your 30s because we're hella in our 30s.
But also keep in mind that 30s is a frame of mind and not necessarily an age range.
Yeah, it's so basically like that time in your life, and I think this happens for everyone at lots of different ages. Yeah. I think this happened to me at like 16, where you start to like care about things that aren't fun but necessary.
Muriel's been old since teenage years.
I really, really, really have.
We want to welcome all of our listeners who are not technically in their 30s, and all of you that are in your 30s, welcome home.
Welcome home, baby. Get ready to roost. All right, we have a few super exciting things to start off with. So we'll have our episode coming up, which we're really excited to share with you.
But we've got some announcements to make.
Yes. So first off,
we have our very first patrons, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, we did a soft launching of our Patreon last week,
which is going to be cracking off over at patreon.com/hellainyour30s.
Yes, we're going to hopefully have like tons of, we're really excited about it. We're going to try to offer some really fun bonus material and get you guys involved. We're very, very excited. But we had our soft opening, and guess what? We have one patron.
That's right. But it's a 2-for-1. We got to shout out James and Janelle.
I can't tell you, literally last night, I was in bed, and Nick comes like running in with his phone, and he's like, we got it. We got our first patron. Showed us. So thank you so much. You will never know how much that means to us.
We love you.
Number one in our hearts.
Thank you so much. But that doesn't mean the rest of you can't be number 2 through infinity. We also have a huge shout out. We got to thank Eric S. Oh my God. He PayPal'd us 2 months worth of Hulu commercial free dollars.
We were like, we can spring $6 for Hulu. It's fine. But it was a very, very sweet gesture, and we really appreciate you. And now we're going to watch so much commercial free. What's the one that we're watching right now?
Handmaid's Tale.
Nick is calling me of Nick.
I think it's hilarious.
We've been binge watching Handmaid's Tale. Hello, we're welcome. Welcome, we are late to the game.
Yes.
And the other day, Nick just started calling me of Nick. He kept saying, calm down, of Nick. So
Blessed day. Open the fruit, whatever they say. I'm completely on board. Love the show. Completely different reasons for why I should love the show. Moving on. Look, Eric and his wife they're going to take a trip up to Seattle probably next summer, and they want some cheap tricks to get through Seattle.
Cheap tricks?
Yeah, inexpensive sexual favors by people on the street, Muriel.
You're so strange.
Cheap tricks. Okay, they want to know some cheap, what's the word?
Tip?
Tips.
That's
thank
my
you.
Boy. He knows he's got a vocabulary.
For how to get through Seattle. So we're going to put together some awesome stuff for you guys. You want to save some money. We want to hook you up. So listen, all of our Seattle people, make sure to send us your cheap things. I keep
Damn,
wanting to say
Nick,
cheap tricks.
You are just nailing this. If you're from Seattle and you love Seattle and you have anything that you love to do that's not super expensive, we want to compile something. Because guess what? That's something we want to have around just so we can shoot to people like regardless.
Yes,
this is a great motivator to get this little document together. And then Eric S., we've got you covered. So we'll send you something real fun.
Thank you for hooking us up via PayPal. We love you, Eric.
All right. And the next thing we want to do very quickly.
Uh-oh, it's going to take forever.
We're starting a new thing, which I'm just like, I don't know. I just think we should have been doing it forever. And I'm so happy we're doing it now. We want to start every month. We want to start announcing our monthly birthdays for listeners.
That is right.
So we're starting now. Not it's September.
It's later in September than it should have been.
But see, the thing is, it doesn't matter where in September. Right. We're just like kind of doing it when we can do it.
Because time is a construct, if not our enemy. But people having birthdays are our friends.
Oh, I said that better yesterday.
I don't know.
I was like, oh yeah, the idea is Hella in your 30s is a frame of mind, right?
Yes.
And time is our enemy, but you are our friend.
Yes.
Yeah, so we want to honor your birthdays. You don't have to be in your 30s. You can be anywhere on the spectrum of life. But we want to honor you because sometimes getting a year older is great, and sometimes it's just like stabbing yourself in the eye. So we're here for the good and the bad.
That's
and
right.
The ugly.
And the ugly. I know. And then we're just supposed to launch into the first person.
Oh, man. No, we all know where we are. We know. I do have to say this, and I'll maybe mention it just briefly later, but I think also as you age, some birthdays are so much harder than others.
Yeah.
Like I remember for me, like 29 was so depressing. And then like 32 was fine.
Yeah. Right.
And like, you know, like different birthdays like that for us somehow in our mental, like, you know, bear trap of a horrible dusty brain, like some numbers just mean more than others.
Yeah, you know? Well, and also it's just like on from day to day you're gonna feel differently, right? So just like from year to year you're gonna feel differently.
Yeah, and sometimes it's like, you know, I don't know, it's just like a birthdays are weird. I like them less and less as time goes on, but I can feel the pendulum swinging back.
Yes.
All right.
Well,
so
I happen to love birthdays, and we have a lot to celebrate.
I know you love birthdays.
So right now, we're going to start off our first September birthday shout-out to Olivia G.
Woo!
She's turning 35. She's plans on going to breweries with friends. They're going to start early in the afternoon and be home by 8 because all of her and her friends are all old and tired.
Ooh, girl, doesn't that sound good? Home by 8.
Well, the other thing that's awesome is if you stop drinking by 8, then you get a great night's sleep and you don't wake up hungover.
Yeah, then you wake up in the morning, have a good poop, and then start your day. All right.
Oh, my God. We were supposed to do this fast. Okay, moving right along. Casey W., happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
She's turning 39. No big party plans, and she's laughing at feeling old. She says it feels like being analog in a digital world.
Ooh, girl, I understand that. And I think that's pretty unique to our generation. Like, there's this generation of people who grew up with flip phones, you know?
Well, no, we grew up before cell phones and then had flip phones, and now we have smartphones.
Like, my littlest brother, like, has no idea what I'm... Like, he's had a smartphone forever.
Yeah.
But I've, you know, like, I got my first smartphone when I was, like, 30. Like, and I was late to the game. But I 100% am, like, analog in a digital world where I feel like I look like I should know things, but I know very little about things.
Well, Mario in Jamaica went to Target to get a disposable camera, and the employee just led them to the digital cameras.
Yeah, he was just like,
you mean machines?
Yeah, never heard of it.
Huge birthday shout out to my Uncle P.
Yay, Uncle P!
He is turning 61, which he describes as being hella in your 30s.
Yeah.
Double hella, get it?
Yeah.
Yeah, 30 plus 30 is 60. They're going to be kicking it with margaritas and Mexican food. I asked Patrice, Uncle Pete's wife, my Aunt Patrice, for any advice for people going into their 30s. She says, love your friends, treasure your family, travel the world, have fabulous adventures, and vote for anyone but Trump.
That's our girl! Toes in the sand, baby.
Toes in the sand!
All right, we got another shout out to our really great friend, Katie. She's turning 35, and she is going to be recovering from a C-section for her birthday.
That is right.
So, beautiful life into the world, and also, what, terrible, terrible surgery? I don't know. Girl, Godspeed, we love you.
We love you.
Peel up and, you know, eat some good food, or I don't know if you can do that. Whatever you can do, do it.
Yeah.
And well, Colin, you better like be playing the ukulele, getting her relaxed.
You know? Right. Yeah.
Congratulations,
you guys. Play that ukulele. Congratulations. We love you. Jake.
Okay. Jake, pantheistic cheese it freak, is a very old friend of mine from elementary school. And recently we reconnected, I think, via the podcast. So if you're listening right now, Jake, it was so great to hear from you. He's turning 37. He says it sounds gross. Yeah. And this is what I was talking about. He says 37 sounds gross, so I'm going to tell people I'm 38 because yeah, I don't right. like this birthday. I have had that so hard. Like, I am 36. And I keep being like, well, I'm basically 39. So I'm just going to tell people I'm 39. Like, just this weird number thing. So he yeah. says 37 sounds gross. He just recently moved. He's going to be celebrating, let's see, moving 1 year sober, which is awesome. Congratulations.
Love it.
And also he's going to be doing that by trying the various vegan plant-based items at Burger King and Dunkin' Donuts back to back.
Man, we got to do that too, because apparently KFC is putting out vegan stuff. So, my Trump supporting friend, who I love very much, who is a hilarious comedian.
You don't love him.
I do. He's hilarious. I love him. Brian, I know you're not listening, but shout out. See, we love, I got some Trump supporter love in my heart. And he's what?
Okay,
I do.
Go ahead. Okay,
anyways, he's a vegan. He's a conservative because he hates people, and a vegan because he loves food or loves animals. That's his bit that I ruined by stumbling over. Anyways, he was posting pictures of vegan KFC, and the lines were like down the block.
Yeah, so that's what we're going to do. I think that's a hell in your 30s move.
Yes.
Celebrate by trying the new released fare, vegan fare at Burger King and Dunkin' Donuts. Waffle Pants.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, she's turning 36. She's 23 weeks pregnant. What she's going to do, I love this, she's going to eat so much dim sum, she will be sick and play cribbage very competitively yeah. until she gets into a fight.
Yes.
So this is my favorite thing. Those are two of my favorite things. Eat too much and then fight with somebody about a game.
And she plans to be in bed by 10.
Yeah. And you know what? You're living life. Yeah. Living it up.
Killing it. Congratulations on the pregnancy. We love you.
We love you. And then my dad tweeted back at us that his birthday is in September. That is a lie. Also, he doesn't know how to use podcasts, so I'm sure he's not listening to this right now. But thank you for your strange, strange Twitter shout out. My father, I love you, Wes Montgomery. I hope you are just chilling at your house right now.
And finally, we got to wrap it up. Happy birthday. The woman is finally turning 30.
Oh,
DJ
Jerks. Yes.
She's having dinner with friends. She usually goes big. But for some reason, it feels like just another day this year. And she wants to know, is that what being 30 is like?
Girl, yes.
I think that's right. I think it's like, you're like, this is supposed to be epic, right? Oh, it's just life and normal? Great.
Yeah, you just had enough reps in that now you know what to expect. And it's just coasting from here on out.
Yeah.
She asked, did we go big for our 30th?
Well, I turned 30 right when we first moved to LA. So it wasn't. Like, it was, well, we stayed out all night. I definitely came back home way later than 8 or 10 or any of these, bedtimes. We hung out. Yeah, it was fun because we had just moved to LA and for like 6 weeks or something at that point. And we had friends that we hadn't seen in a long time who were living in LA. Some of them were like really old, you know, Seattle friends.
Where did we go?
We went to Kibitz Room. We just did all of our normal stuff. And then we finished the night with Anthony P. And
Luella
at the great pizza spot. He took me out. He was like, you know, he's a Sicilian. He's like, hey, Paisan, fucking, let's go get some actually good pizza.
I don't
California.
Understand how you can do that, but I can't.
You do it, so you can. it was super fun. It was big in, it felt like just we had so many life changes happening all at once. And so it was just like, it did feel like a big day.
I, when I turned 30, I had a freak out. And I didn't want to have a party. And then at the very last minute, I threw a party. And at the time, we were living in this crazy, like, artist loft space, aka a warehouse with converted rooms into bedrooms. And so we had a bunch of basically food and liquor stealing roommates. It's just like not a great situation. It was fine. RIP. And
no one died.
No one died. And I, at the last minute, invited a bunch of people to come to the warehouse to have a party, and I just remember very, actually, we had a kind of a cool, like, group of people. I mean, all my friends showed up that I love.
It was so fun.
It was really fun, but not a lot. And I remember a contingent of people weren't going to come because WrestleMania was on. And I was just like, God damn. Like, you know, it's like you're so fragile when you're turning 30. It's like, nobody likes me. I'm 30 and I have nothing to show for it. I have no friends. But it was fine. A lot of people showed up. It was very fun. And I made everyone eat hot dogs, right? I said, now we're doing comfort food. So we had all these like little kid foods. It was like hot dogs and chips and mac and cheese. And
I do not remember that part.
Yeah, I made a big pot of hot dogs.
Who was the guy that used to live across the street from us who had that little dog that would eat Burger King salads in this really particular way?
John.
John came through, and that man was acting wild.
Well, I think a lot of that might have been...
well, drugs, right? Drugs. Yeah, that guy was a wild
cat.
He was
really cool.
He was so cool.
Yeah, like, John was awesome. I haven't talked to him in a really long time. We worked in restaurants together, and he had a dog that he had trained to be vegetarian. I don't know if this is healthy at all, but and he would, like, command it to go eat salads from Burger King, and that was its favorite treat. And it would eat all the components of the salad one at a time.
Yeah.
Like, all the tomatoes, then all the carrots. That dog is not alive anymore. Oh, my God. I hope that that's healthy. I don't really
well,
know.
It was one of those dogs where...
That was a long time ago. I'm sure it died of old age. It was just like the first time... Like, basically, like, our experience was I had worked with John, and he's so sweet, and he was so great to work with. And then he came and saw a play of ours. We did our sketch show.
Yeah.
And then we were heading back. We all lived next to each other, and he was like, do you want to come over? I'll make you some Filipino food. And we were like, oh, my God, of course. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And we showed up to his house, and there he had like, it was a studio, and there was just a giant stripper bed in the middle of the room with these neon lights coming out of it.
The boy got wild.
Yeah, he got real wild. And then he was like, come in, and he cooked us all this food, and then he showed us how his dog ate these old salads.
Well, what was because he was not supposed to have dogs in that apartment building.
Yeah.
And it was one, and like he was like, if I feed it meat, it barks.
So I just feed
I don't
it vegetables
feed it vegetables and it doesn't bark.
Yeah, and he was just like a really sweet, like mild-mannered dog, and
tiny,
and he fed us all this food, and it was just like obviously also like this studio part was also like kind of a sex den. But we just sat at the bar, and he made us this amazing food, and then we like walked home.
Man, we lived in Boys Town, and there was this IHOP right up the street that was just like the cultural hub of debauchery. So it'd be like armed guards like inside this IHOP.
It was crazy.
And like the doors were like prison cell doors with like huge locks on them and stuff. And going in there with him, because he knew what was going on way more than our little hetero,
people.
Like lame minds. Like we didn't know what was going on. And we would go hang out with him at the IHOP there. And it was the best and completely out of
it was so
anything
out of,
my world knew about.
It was real out of control. I mean, there's like crazy. There's a roving group of like 14-year-olds that was like beating people up. It was just like this rant, like, and they would like hang out at the IHOP and then beat you up at like 3 a.m. But they're like straight up children.
Yeah.
So it's just like you see the kids, you're like, get in the house, go, go. I got from that IHOP, I don't know if you remember this, I came home from a trip and these little kids, I mean, I swear to God, 12 to 15, saw me coming with a suitcase and fanned out around me.
Oh, God.
And I saw them coming. And it's like when you're kind of getting followed, like, that happens in Chicago, I think, sometimes. Like, people just want to mug you.
Yeah.
You know, like, you just turn around and make eye contact, and they kind of, like, aborted the mission. I could tell I could pay attention to them.
Yeah,
I was,
right.
Like, getting ready. So they, like, left. But, I mean, like, it was definitely wild over there in that corner. Kids are just trying to rob you.
Anyways.
Here we are. Very quick check-in.
Okay, we have to get to the episode.
Yeah.
Who's ready for an episode? For self-care.
Oh, holy moly, are we ready?
Well, you know, we are always here at Hell in Your 30s trying self-care in different ways, but today we're taking a specific approach, which I will admit, historically, I have been resistant to. Up until right before we hit record just now. But I want everyone to know, but most specifically Muriel, that I am full-heartedly and open-heartedly and positively moving toward the warm glow
of self-care.
Okay. So specifically, you know, we've dabbled in self-care. We've dabbled in trying to go to sleep. Like, this is going to be a theme forever. We're always thinking of, you know, it's just like, what is it? Same shit, different drum. What's the thing?
Same shit, different day? Same drum, different beat?
Yeah.
Different beat, same song.
I don't know. It's always something like that. Yeah. But I don't care. I'm unapologetic about it. I don't care. Yeah. I think this is totally different.
Right.
And maybe other people don't. But, you know, like, the real deal is like, you know, get a microphone then, fool. Yeah. I don't care. So basically the deal is that we've been at home. Like, okay, we're a little bit on house arrest. We had a wonderful Italian vacation. We're home.
Yes.
And now we're not allowed to spend any money.
Correct.
So that, which is great. So that just means, like, on our nights off, basically, we have the choice of drinking a fun amount of alcohol
yeah.
and staying in the apartment and playing cards or watching
TV,
which right now we've been watching, like we said earlier, Handmaiden's Tale.
Yes.
Nick has started calling me off Nick.
Which I think is hilarious. never gets old.
It really doesn't ever get old.
Yeah.
Of Nick.
Under his eye.
So
okay. Good.
Okay. So we are, we're on house arrest. We're trying to figure out what to do. And I was thinking, we were talking and I was saying, like, oh man, like, I feel like we've been drinking too much because it's the easiest thing to do when you're kind of like underemployed and like on house arrest.
Yeah.
But the thing is I was saying, like, I think the main problem is like a lifestyle thing. Like, mm-hmm. we're just in the same habits and we're like kind of doing the same thing. And I was realizing, like, you know, for years, right, we did comedy like every single night.
Yeah.
And now some of that stuff has shifted. So we're still working and doing stuff.
Yeah.
But it's
like Muriel has like two auditions today. We're podcasting, we're writing, we still perform at night. A lot of nights.
Oh yeah,
just less. It's just not every night anymore.
No, and it's more like emails and like you're making stuff, and you know, it's like it's just a different life, you know. So we're like, okay, well, without in the absence of those things,
yeah.
we used to be like so busy, and then a few nights a week you'd be like, oh man, we don't have anything to do. Let's drink beers and like talk shit to each other. And that's like so fun, but that's turned into most of the nights a week.
Yeah,
and we've been hitting this wall, and I was like, Nick was like, well, like, we can just like stop drinking. And I was like, yeah, probably we should cut back because she's been getting a little weird. But at the same time, I was like, I don't know if that's like, I think the issue is like, what exists in the absence of that,
right?
You know, like,
because as far as I can tell, I think it's boredom.
I know.
I think people are just like, oh yeah, I was like, when someone's like, I was really bored or had like a boring night, that's so foreign to me. I honestly don't relate to that.
Well, I mean, it's like either I'm like, okay, let's have a big cooking project, let's get drunk and watch like a crazy TV show or play cards, or if we're not doing that, I'm like, well, I need to get, you know, 4 hours of editing done, or yeah. I need to like go and like send all these emails, or there's this like painting I have to finish. It's like then you work at night, or like I was teaching at night.
Yeah,
you know, like
right.
you do, like you have like activities that then, but the thing is that all of those things bring you right up to bedtime.
Yeah.
Like within, like I have never had a day that I didn't kind of like, I don't ever stop to wind down
mm-hmm.
before bed.
Right.
I go until I'm too tired and I can brush my teeth and then I go to bed, and that's the only thing I have left in my tank.
And there was a very specific point where we did do a sleep episode where we played with some of these ideas, and I think that I was a negative Nancy about trying to embrace some of these things. I could go back to listen to the episode, and maybe you were too.
I was too.
So maybe we just.
But I think that there's a thing about it.
Yeah.
This is my thing.
Okay.
Because you and I have been fighting about this. I think that there's two tiers of self-care.
Okay.
Right. One tier of self-care is the tier that is like Nick guaranteed loves to do, which is like kind of things that you should do that'll make you better that you don't want to do.
You're saying I love that?
You love it. You're like exercising.
Well, that's what we were talking about. We were like self-care. And I was like, yeah, like exercise and eating vegetables and not drinking.
Right.
Those are all self-care things,
which
right?
Which he's right. You're right. You're not wrong. But I was saying
what
like...
the fuck? I'm being attacked by a goddamn bug.
Oh, no. Oh, I saw that. I didn't say anything. I'm so sorry.
What was that?
I think it was a termite.
I am just getting attacked all the time. I got stung by a bee.
You did. I had to pull the stinger out.
God damn.
You got stung in a bee. It was so terrible.
Okay, anyways. That stupid ass thing bit the shit out of me.
I'm so sorry. I saw that happening.
What did you think it was?
I thought it was a termite. They usually don't bite.
Ow.
Sorry.
Our apartment's falling apart. That's part of the reasons we can't relax, because our stupid bathtub is plugged up and we're waiting for this guy to come over tonight anyways.
So I'm saying that what if...
Hold on. I'm so sorry. I have to interject. That guy coming over is to fix the bathtub. We're not just waiting for some guy to come over to our house and take a bath with us.
Oh, God. Good.
Had to clarify.
Great.
Okay. What if...
What if self-care was also something you enjoyed? That's the second tier. So I was like, what if you had a night that was just enjoyable and relaxing and you did things that were good for you, but also that were like kind of indulgent, right? And like lovely.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I wanted to do.
Healthy and fun.
I'm listening.
I'm skeptical. Well, this is a little bit earlier. This is not maybe exactly what you're talking about, but I have been cooking dinner for you lately.
Yeah,
more.
Definitely not what I'm talking about, but I would like this. It's been nice for me.
It's nice, and I feel like it's and you're like, isn't this fun? Don't you like cooking? And I'm like, no. But by like the third dinner, I was like, okay. And you were just like, you're so like critical of your food, because I'm just eating it. I'm like, you'd make this better. And you're like, and it's, you're right, I'm too critical of my own cooking. And then I just was like eating and I was like, this rice is good, you know. I don't know what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying it's something that's a little indulgent to enjoy cooking. Okay, that's like an indulgent thing for me, and I feel like it's like a task that you're supposed to do.
You don't have no point.
I'm trying to relate to what you're talking about, Mira.
Okay, so basically, we're trying to think of enjoyable things. So, Nick.
Yes.
Very quickly.
Yes.
Name five things that would be enjoyable for you to do after dinner, before bed, that also are enriching.
Take my time listing things in fives and not be super quick about it. That would be enjoyable. I reading books.
Great.
That's a big one.
Okay.
Drinking sparkling water.
Okay.
And then following that up, this is another item because I don't want to come up with too many more. Tea.
Okay. Good. Books, then, sparkling water, and tea.
Yes.
Keep going.
I'm going to copy one of yours because you've been talking about it, but I haven't told you, but I want to do something.
What?
I want to try hair moisturizing things.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Because my hair is so gray and white.
I know, and it's getting kind of frizzy.
You're not supposed to say that, okay? I say that. You don't say that. There's some brittleness happening. And okay. I stopped using that pink lotion because someone made fun of me about it.
And then what happened? Would you want to need, like, maybe a little bit of eye cream on?
Don't, not if you use that tone. If you use that tone, I will just only, I will just,
do you want that?
I will go watch WrestleMania.
Do you want that?
During your birthday.
Do you want that?
Do I want what? I didn't even pay attention to what you were saying.
I know. This is such a riveting segment. I can't stand it.
No, we'll use the dumb tone. What are you asking if I
do you want eye cream?
Does that help with wrinkles?
Yes.
Then I do want eye cream.
So basically what I want is I came up with a couple plans. Nick's trying to take credit for this, but I came up with a plan. Buy a nice expensive scented candle.
I'm pretty sure I came up with that idea myself.
You did not.
You know when I came up with it? When I was talking about that weird house of crystals that I heard Lisa Traeger talk about. And then I was like, we could go there. It's too expensive. But, and whoa, they have scented candles.
You said that because I wanted to buy a scented candle. Anyway, we're going to buy one. We're going to light it in the evening after dinner, kind of like an hour or so before we go to bed, to signal with a little gong that it's time to go to bed, just like in Handmaid's Tale when they have the gongs and the bells.
Like when it's time for the ceremony.
Yeah. And then we're going to, I want to just take better, I want to take like longer time washing my face.
Mm-hmm.
I want to enjoy it. I want to actually put on like a face mask once in a while. I want to moisturize, do a hair mask once in a while with my brittle hair.
What does hair mask do?
It just makes it moisturize.
Oh, that's what I want.
Yeah, you're hair gonna mask. Get that. And I basically what I want to do is take some time to pluck my eyebrows at night in a slow manner and put lotions on my body and walk around the house like Nicole Kidman in a kimono. Basically, I want the end of my night to be what Nicole Kidman's life is on Big Little Lies, but minus all the terrible stuff. Just the nice, like, oh, and then you put lotion on your hands and your face and your legs, like, every night, and you brush your hair and you put coconut oil on your tips and you slowly put away toys. You know, that's what I want to be.
Well, I really like the kimono aspect.
Thank you.
As soon as we have $0 on our credit cards, I am buying you a silk robe.
Thank God. Yeah. So that's what I want. I'm trying to think of, like, I think that that would make me enjoy my evenings. Like, slow down, like, drink some tea, take a little, maybe some melatonin, relax, and like, do a few beauty rituals that involve, like, rubbing, massaging my face and plucking my hairs and wandering around the house and selectively picking up things. Like, I'm not gonna do a deep cleaning, but I might make the bed beforehand and, like, put the little socks in the thing and then put away the shoes and then, like, maybe do a dish. You know, like, just
What's a dish?
Like, wash a dish.
Oh, oh, I get it. Do a dish. Instead of the dishes.
The dishes. Do a dish.
I got you.
That's what I want to do.
Nice.
So I'm trying to build that life. So I want to go. We have a plan today.
Yes.
I have two auditions. One is hella far away. They're right next to each other. I am wearing full body Spanx underneath a workout outfit. With a full face of makeup and hair.
Because that is how you go to work out.
And it's about 100 degrees in the apartment. And we're going to pile into our dirty Honda Fit.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to drive to both auditions.
Yes.
And then we're going to get a salad probably. Maybe. We'll see if we can hold out. And then. Why are you giving me that look? And then.
I just can't tell if this is a list of demands. Because I know this is all things that we've decided on together, but at the same time, I just, you know.
I know. You are acting like you're being held hostage
by this episode. I know, but I don't
want... But you agreed to do it.
I know, and I think it's a good idea.
I know, but you're so realistic.
And there's something that you did recently that has been making me really happy.
What?
You set up, like, a little vanity in the room for yourself.
Oh, yeah, that was part of it, because I was like, I need to chill.
Yeah, you do need to chill. And I like this idea of you, like, taking care of yourself slowly, because usually it's right before we have to leave and there's a lot of anger involved. Actually,
upset.
you've actually been better about that in the last year or two, really, since the commercial work has started coming in.
I had a breakdown like 2 days ago. Do you remember that?
I'm not saying you're batting a thousand, okay? It's not like you're a guaranteed Hall of Famer, but overall, in the last couple of years, when you know you need to be somewhere, you give yourself like an hour plus to actually take your time and do your hair.
For commercial auditions, you have to kind of, like, look a certain way, and then, like, you don't, like, let's say you say, oh, I have a blue shirt, and then, like, you finally go and put the blue shirt on, like, 10 minutes before you're supposed to walk out the door, and it's, like, one size too small or has a horrible stain on it, and you're like, I don't have a blue shirt. That's basically, like, the realm. I do kind of exist in that realm, and I don't do a lot of self-care when it comes to this kind of stuff that I don't have to do in the immediate moment like, if I have headshots, like, the next day,
yeah,
I'll do a facial, but it's the first facial I've done in, like, you know, like, 2 or 3 months. Like,
yeah.
I just don't do it unless it's, like, somebody is taking my arm and cranking it behind my back,
yeah,
and forcing my face down in a pile of mud.
Well, that's literally how we treat bedtime, too.
I know.
It's like we're super busy, and then we're like, okay, you want to go to bed, brush your teeth, get into bed.
Yeah, or you're super busy, and then you drink, like, a bottle and a half of wine. And then you're like, I'm too tired to do anything, and then you just go to bed.
Yeah.
So it's, like, basically it's more, like, deciding that instead of some of this high octane pre-bed rituals that we have indulged in, such as fighting while we play gin or 13, I want to be calm and take care of myself.
I think I just feel like bugs are crawling all over me.
Oh.
I just went to attack a bug on my neck, but it wasn't actually there.
Okay. Well, we should wrap this up.
Okay,
so,
great.
So that's the deal. Okay,
yes.
So we're going to go. Now, is it okay if I say this without you feeling like you're a hostage?
Can I finish this? I'm so positive.
Okay, great.
I'm very happy about
it. Okay, great. So we're going to go do auditions. We're maybe going to get a salad. We're going to go to Target. We're going to go to, what's it called?
I don't know.
Sephora.
Oh, Sephora. That's the makeup place.
World Market. and the vitamin store. So I know you hate doing all of this, but we kind of have to because we don't have anything that we need.
That's okay. I'm all positives, no negatives. Muriel, let's go to Target under his eye.
Okay. What is it? Peace be with you. May the bells toll. Open and be a flower to Target. Hello. Pardon the interruption. This is Nick and Muriel.
If you're hearing this, it means we do not have sponsorship for this episode.
Nope, but Campfire Media is working hard to make sure that changes.
In the meantime, this episode is brought to you by you, our listeners. If you want to support Hell in Your 30s, please go to patreon.com/hellinyour30s.
How do you spell Patreon, Nick?
patreon.com/hellinyour30s, all spelled out. We have plenty of tiers for you to join the Hella family at whatever level feels comfortable for you.
And hey, if you're not feeling another monthly subscription all up in your bush and you appreciate the podcast, you can always Venmo us at Hella in Your 30s or send us a little something something through PayPal at hellainyour30s@gmail.com.
And now, back to the episode.
All right, we are in the Corner Bakery, which is Nick's favorite place in the whole world. We are driving around going to an audition, and now we're going to go to Target. One of us is in a full-blown meltdown.
This self-care thing is just not starting off well. I just got way too hungry. This stupid intermittent fasting thing, I'm just starving. I need food right now. I'm so hungry.
It's been a long time since I have seen you like this. You're very sweet this morning, but now you are just completely out of control.
Well, you called it too, because when you got out of your first audition, you were like, are you okay? You seem sad. And I was like, I genuinely wasn't sad at all. I was actually kind of happy and feeling good. But I was like, I guess I'm kind of tired. Like, I get it. Like, you know, but no, like, truly, I'm not sad. And then, like, then after your second audition, I was just like, my foot started itching. I had to take my shoe off during in traffic. I'm way too hungry. I have to eat food.
Okay, so we're gonna have some salads.
Yeah, and that's is that self care?
I think you're basically calling everything that we do in a day self care.
Well, I just feel like if it's not, you know, actively. I mean, I know we've already talked about this, but if it's not actively killing you, it's self-care on some level. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a good thing you just make so many good points.
Oh, my God. We're sitting there. We have one of these buzzers. It goes when your food's ready. And I just, like, it's usually, I just, like, I feel like a crack fiend waiting for that hit. I'm just waiting for that. I just want my stupid Cobb salad.
So, we'll check in with you soon. As soon as we make it to Target, if we make it to Target alive.
No, we're going to.
And Nick doesn't die of hunger before we go.
But just real quick, just for everyone out there, Corner Bakery, check the local listings, because on Thursdays, not that we did this, but you can buy one, get one free pastas, which this place is awesome. I love Corner Bakery.
I was just sitting at the booth, and Nick came back from the bathroom, and it just goes, you know what? I think I love Corner Bakery.
I will just buy one, get one. Pastas, come on now. All right, we're in the belly of the beast of Target. I've been taking laps around this store for hours. Muriel,
I got sucked into a buy one, get one 50% off situation.
So you're trying to figure out where the deals lie.
I just am like, should I just keep buying products? What's going to save me money ultimately in the long run?
I know. Well, I just bought coffee to go coffee mug things because that'll save me money immediately. But it's also something I would never spend money on. Oh, Muriel's
That's
opening products.
Open.
And smell. Oh, how's it going? Are you feeling like you're finding what you need?
No, oh, maybe they all look like this. Medium.
Okay, well, I need you to know something, Muriel.
What?
I love you so, so much, and I'm headed for another complete meltdown.
You don't get to have meltdowns constantly.
No, no, it's not constantly. There's been like a 30, 45 minute break in between them. I'm just staying very strong.
And
you're not staying strong. You're literally not doing anything. I'm
I know.
Doing everything.
I'm just inside Target, and it's making me lose my mind.
You're fine, honey. You're fine.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna go walk around again. Hang out with my friends who work here now.
New ultra gentle daily cleanser. I'm gonna trade this out for this other one.
Why stores great till they gotta be great?
Why men great till they gotta be great?
We're not singing about men. We're singing about stores.
Well, one of us had a breakdown, two breakdowns today.
The stores are the problem, not the men.
Oh, is that true?
Yes.
Come on, honey.
No, we're the
come
strong ones.
Did you need a salad? Were you gonna have a meltdown until you got a salad?
No. Yes, but then that was fine.
Well, we did the classic go to Target for a few things, spend $170 goddamn dollars.
Well, you know, the good news is we don't have the money, so we might as well spend it anyways, you know?
Yeah, baby.
Well, we got like boring stuff we need.
Well, that's the hell in your 30s part.
Right.
I got some cosmetic things, but the majority of that was, oh, honey, we're at a 409. We need some packs of paper towels.
Well, the sponges, I know it costs more to get a bulk sponges, but then we'll have more sponges.
Yeah.
So it's less per sponge if we do it this way.
I'm going to get some. Oh, wait, that was your self-care thing. I was going to clown on you. But
for what?
I'm going to get some to-go coffee mugs. Do you want a to-go coffee mug? Will you use it? Because I think I'll use it.
I know. That is self-care. And what was tight about that was the guy went to adjust the price from $19.99 to $11.99.
They were having troubles ringing it in.
But then he accidentally put $1.99.
Yep.
So we are stealing from the very nice man at Target.
We both saw it, and we both didn't say a word.
So, I don't know. I feel like that was, it's good karma coming towards us, but if you don't say anything about it, does that then become bad karma? Because actually, because of the way it was working out, we could have probably walked out without paying for those toothbrushes either. But we were honest about the toothbrushes, paid for those, and we got this beautiful gift.
Why are you such a grifter, fool?
I'm not. I'm, you know, just
you're a hungry, hungry boy.
I'm not hungry, okay? I just hate shopping for more than 10 minutes.
I know. Everything's horrible. We're in the second place today. We're about to go in.
We're splitting up. Miro's going to Sephora. I do not want to go there. So I'm going to Sur La Table to replace our bubbly water CO2 canister thing.
And you're going to find me a goddamn scented candle.
So do you think, I know, it's either, they'll probably have one at Sur La Table or you're going to get one at Sephora, right?
Guaranteed they're not going to have them at either of those places. I know you pitched that, but I was like, no, definitely not.
They gotta have a scented candle somewhere
in
this damn place.
Will you talk into the microphone?
I'm talking, Muriel, I'm moving my head around. The microphone can hear me. Okay, again, I am not the problem. I am doing everything right.
I've literally leaned across the seat with my iPhone in Nick's face, and he's turned 100 degrees away from me and talking into the window.
Well, that's because I am doing what I need to do, okay? The world is the problem.
Boy, look over here!
Sorry, I don't know why. All right, we're sweating in this car. Let's go.
Bye.
All right, Muriel, I want to hear some. So far, you've described scented candles as mildly masculine.
Also weird, but I kind of like it. And all then right. One was like, la, la, la. Smell this one.
That smells great. Sweet orange and mahogany. Now, that is mega masculine.
I kind of like that.
I like it, too. What about tobacco leaf and leather? How masculine could that possibly be?
I think it's going to be spicy.
Let's see. Yummy! I would drink that.
Come on, man.
It smells like a good. It smells like a good cocktail.
Well, let's grab this one.
I like
we're
that one.
We're comparing everything, so we're putting everything we like in a pile, and we're smelling them against each other.
Yes, I asked the lady if there was they had scented candles here, and she said yes, they're in our candles department. And she pointed, and there was a huge candle sign just hanging from the wall. Down to our final tasting. Never do this, listeners. Let us take the bullet here.
All right, we have gardenia and fig.
Mild, good.
Think about going to bed.
I know. Nothing that smells like dessert that will make me hungry.
Wild poppies and primrose. Little incense things. I'm going to say no. That smells like soap to me.
Yeah. Soap. Gross. I hate soap.
Rose vanilla. It's kind of nice.
It smells really good. It doesn't smell too much.
It's kind of relaxing.
It doesn't smell too much like dessert. I don't think that would make me hungry.
Ooh, okay. Sweet orange mahogany.
It's my favorite.
Kind of relaxing.
It's really good. It's my favorite so far. Well, come on. We got to try this one, too, because this one's really good. It's the most expensive. It's $20. Ocean? That smells like fresh, the fresh outdoors. It smells so good. No, that one is the more expensive one. That one's like $18.
$18.
Let's see how much these other ones are.
I can't get this in
here. All right. How much is our, that one?
$15. I kind of think we should get this one.
All right, that's
doesn't
the
that remind you of going to sleep?
No, but it reminds me of kind of like a really, like, beautiful cabin or something.
Okay, that's great.
We're home, baby.
Well, I know that the whole point of this is to set yourself up to not have a night of drinking, but after that shopping trip, all I want to do is drink alcohol.
You didn't have to do anything. I did everything.
I know. I failed.
No, you didn't do everything. I didn't do everything. We did it together.
We did it together.
We powered through. Target was what Target is.
Yeah.
Which is
the best and the worst at the same time.
Yeah. The best and the worst. Terrible, terrible.
I overheard this like manager training new employees, and she was so cool, and she sounded like she was making like so much sense and was like completely with it, but it was just such corporate, like, you know, mind washing stuff of just like how to have a good attitude and, you know, how to treat your guests. Like, she sounded like a real, I'm glad I didn't record it, 'cause that's intrusive, but it would have been cool just to catch it, because she's just like talking to these people about what to do when they have problems. And she just sounded so wonderful. And it's all just for corporate greed.
Yeah. You know what?
What?
That's basically what being an American is all about. So we did it. We went and shopped. We're hot. We're tired.
Yes.
And we've got bags and bags of shit.
Okay, so we went to Sur La Table to fill up, to redo the soda stream.
This is the hot goss.
The soda stream CO2 canister. They're super expensive, but they have like these exchange points where you can go and get them, you know, so you don't have to pay full price for one every time. And ours has been sitting in our closet for months.
What you said made literally no sense.
What?
The soda stream has a gas canister.
I'm still recovering.
And you can
from
go. So you pay a one-time fee of like $40 and you get this like metal gas canister.
Yes.
And then you can get it refilled for cheaper. So you can go and like they refill you.
They don't refill
they,
it.
They exchange it.
Yeah.
And Nick went to go bring our stupid thing that's supposed to save us so much money to get exchanged.
And the lady says that they are no longer being imported into the country. They're getting stopped at customs.
Which is so odd to me. I just like don't, I don't know why.
I wanted to Google it before we started talking about it, but now I don't think I'm going to. But that's apparently the thing that's happening. They come from Israel. And apparently there is, and this is like the second time it's happened. So they went on a dry spell. Sur La Table couldn't get them. And for like 3 months, and then they got them again. And now they've been out of them for like 6 weeks or 2 months now. And she was like, I mean, you could check other places, but I don't know. But then she like under her breath, she was like, but you should check Bed Bath & Beyond. Like they've got like the super secret, like illegal Israeli CO2 canisters.
They probably just have like the thing. Like, why aren't they just refilling them with CO2? It's not like we don't have CO2 in the country. That's
right.
The thing I don't understand.
I'm
like, just refill them. Why are we exchanging canisters in the first place?
It's all bizarre to me. And like I said, I haven't done any research. I just took her word for it.
So that was one hot goss. The other hot goss is, oh, you know what? I had a really fun time with you.
What?
When we pulled up to World Market,
mm-hmm.
We split up. I was going to go to Sephora. Nick was going to go to
Sir La Table, and I said, if you see a scented candle, just get it. And Nick politely said, I don't care about that. And you're the only one who will have an opinion. So I refuse to buy one. And then I said, just pick one out. It's, I'm sure it'll be fine. And then you go, nope, I'm not doing that.
Then, of course, I wanted to hang out. So we went, well, we recorded it. You guys already heard it.
No, but what I was going to say is like, yeah. we went to go get the candle.
Yeah.
And we picked out a candle that I never would have picked out because we did it together. So we're smelling different candles.
Yes.
And you smelled some that I thought were funky and I smelled some that you thought were funky. But the best part was at the end, we settled on one that was funky together.
It's like a little baby candle.
It does. And it reminds us of like a warm, like pine cabin.
You know, and I know there's a lot of dudes who listen to this podcast. And I know a lot of you are like, Nick is just losing all of his street cred.
I doubt it.
And this is the story that brought me right back to the forefront. I am back in it, boys.
Listen, I bet you anything, yeah. More men will relate to that story than not. They'll be like, oh man, this is really cool. We got a candle. I really like this. What a neat thing. I never thought I would get a candle. Now I'm going to get a candle. That's what I was doing for your inner monologue.
Okay. Yeah. No, I got that. Yeah.
Okay, great.
I was able to put that together.
Well, now we have a bunch of crap.
I know. Like, so here's something. We didn't really talk about it, meaning you and I. Together in private. Did you get what you wanted out of your hair and skin stuff? How was that
process?
I
totally did.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're like me, ladies, maybe you're like this. It's a little hard to spend like women's products can be so expensive.
Yeah.
And it's like everything is so annoying because you have to be good at picking out things. If this makes sense. It's like, in order to actually get a good skincare regimen, you have to be the type of person that knows about skincare regimens. Like, cause it's like, you can't just go like, oh man, I need some deodorant. And you just pick up deodorant, yeah. Deodorant, right? It's like oily skin, dry skin, older skin. Like, what are you trying to do with your life? Is it the morning? Is it the nighttime? Yeah. Like, what kind of like person are you? And all those things like kind of affect the products you buy. So when you go like to like, let's say you're just like a low maintenance gal, right? So like for me, like I have like, I use Neutrogena, like oil free, like the most plain Jane dermatologist, like no additives, hypoallergenic Neutrogena bar soap. And I use Oil of Olay night cream. And those are the two things I use. And I've been using them for years and years. And so like, that's all I know about shit.
Yeah.
But when you're buying like feminine products for your face, you literally are standing at a wall of products.
Yeah.
And because this is America, a bunch of them are total crap. Like there's ones like you can, it's just randomly, like if you're not paying enough attention, you can get stuff that has like for me, I have sensitive skin. You can get something that like says all natural, like dermatologist recommended or whatever on the bottle, but it has some sort of insane fragrance in it. So like you buy it thinking, oh, this is going to be perfect for me because I'm sensitive and I need these chemical free things. And then you put it on your face and you get hives. That's happened to me like literally 1,000 times.
Yeah.
It's like everything is a ticking time bomb. And so the only way to get through it is to sit on the computer and just research like Allure's top 10 blogs of like skincare for women who are 36 with combination skin. And then that blog completely contradicts the one from Glamour. So you have to kind of like literally learn how to do it.
Yeah.
So it's stressful. And that's part of the reason why I don't have a routine is because like to invest in the routine,
yeah.
takes so much time and money. It's like all expensive. And then you can spend all this money and buy a product that's total crap.
Yeah.
And then that's the money you were like, oh, I can justify spending this because it'll last 3 months. You use it once. It's like, I can't use this.
Yeah.
And you have to throw it in the trash or whatever. Give it to a friend to do that. But like,
yeah, so, you were just using some makeup someone gave you and you were loving it.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Thanks, Artemis. But basically like what I did today is I actually did yesterday spend like an hour like looking at different products and thinking about the products that I had and thinking about like what would make me feel good at night and like what would be a nice routine, like to add it, like a couple things to add in to make it a full routine.
Yeah.
So I did do that. And then I wrote a list and I went to the store with my list and it still took me like 45 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but I did.
No, that was during, second freak out.
Yeah, that had your second freak out. And I know you were saying you were joking, but you weren't joking that much. I can tell because he starts breathing heavy and then walking up and down the aisle, like looking at me.
Well, I had already, you know, I had already taken a few laps. Yeah, I was.
You'd be like, "How's it going?"
Well, because all I want in this whole world is for you to be happy and for it to end.
I know, I know. So I ended up basically. I'm really glad I did the research. I pulled out when I made my little vanity. I like went through like the box of like skincare stuff that I haven't used in forever.
Yeah.
I threw away the stuff that was expired. I found some stuff that I think I should be using, but I just didn't have the time at night.
Yeah.
I pulled it out and then I filled in the gaps with like hypoallergenic, like mid price, not fancy, fragrance free, dye free, like things that are good for your skin. And I just like did that. And it takes a really, really long time and it costs money. And those are the two reasons I haven't done it in like 5 years.
Right. And this is why we're doing, and that's why it's self-care.
Yeah. And
see,
that's
I'm
why
I'm learning.
And so today is brutal and brutale, terrible, but hopefully the evenings to come,
that's right,
I will transform magically into Nicole Kidman.
also,
I'll float around the house like a princess.
No, we're going to be keeping you in all red with a little white bonnet. Also, I got to shout out the Vitamin Shoppe, which is like this big corporate-y, like giant vitamin warehouse that we've driven past 1,000 million times. And I've never wanted to go in there. I always thought it seemed corny, basically. I don't know why.
For no reason.
Yeah,
we're
no
just
reason.
Like haters.
I was just like, I would never go to the Vitamin Shoppe. And then we were at Target and they didn't have melatonin there. And I was looking at the vitamins and there was no one to help me or anything. So that's how that ended. And then, and we were tired and I was like, oh, I guess we should stop at the Vitamin Shoppe because we talked about it. So let's go figure that out. And we walked in there and it was so obviously a good store the moment we walked in. Like just by glancing through, I was like, oh my God, they have everything here.
Well, and then this lady came up and she was like, hey, can I help you? And normally I'm like, even if I have no idea what I'm doing, I think it's social anxiety, whatever it is, I'll just go, no, thank you.
Yeah.
And then walk away. Even if I don't, I literally had just done that at Sephora.
Right.
I walked in, I just needed a beauty blender. And I was walking around and this guy goes, hey, how are you? Can I help you? And I was like, no.
Yeah.
And then I just wandered around the store until I found the beauty blender. Why would I do that? But I did. Anyways, she goes, hey, can I help you? And we were like,
yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Right off the bat.
Yeah. Well, because you were there. You're my
This
nice.
Lady, she was pregnant and she was so helpful. She knew all about melatonin. She taught us that it is not an herb. It is something that the human body creates naturally. So you don't want to take too much of it or your body will stop making it for itself.
See, I just think, well, part of me was like, is this real? And I was kind of asking her. And you know what's awesome is that sometimes people who work in places that sell supplements, if you're like, okay, I'm down, but is it like bullshit or does it work?
Yeah.
I was like, does it work like as well as like a pharmaceutical or is this like a cup of tea?
Yeah.
Because I want to know what I'm buying.
Yeah.
And she was pretty chill. She was like down to answer that question. And like, she's like, I've never had that before, but like these can be really intense and like for little children. Like, so she was like really helpful. Like,
yeah, I wanted to go with the 10 milligram dosages and
she did not want us to
talked us off that ledge. She was like, don't do that. She was like, get 5 and if it's not enough, take 2. I was like, fair enough.
From the two people who are like, blast us hard
I know,
right
I was
before
like,
you go to bed.
How do I turn this into a narcotic?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so
big
she,
fan of the Vitamin Shoppe.
It was good. Vitamin Shoppe rocked our socks off.
Yeah. Sephora, you were in and out of there real quick.
I knew what I wanted, but you know what happens? They have a stupid thing where they just give me hella points every time I spend money.
Yeah.
But the points are related to how much money I spend.
Yeah.
So when I see how much money I spend, I want to jump out of a window.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I get these points. So she was like, oh, you get points. So anyway, I did that and I got a little extra bonus skincare stuff like for free because they have like samples that you get based on your points. Anyways, that was a great story. So now we finished everything. We got home.
Yes.
We're so excited. Tonight, I'm working until late at night. And we don't have time to do this until Saturday. But what we're going to do is use all the products. And you know what else?
What?
Right now, we're sitting in our living room and it's really sweaty and gross. But what's exciting is at 6:30, our building super is going to come in and unclog our gross bathtub sink. So by the time we hit the weekend, baby, we'll be able to take a bath again.
Oh, my God. Cleansing waters. It'll be baptism.
Baptism.
It'll be a baptism.
Yeah, yeah. I cannot wait.
Peace be with you, Ovnik.
Stop it.
Okay, we're going to do our candle lighting ceremony. We're going to eat some melanin.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Now the timer has begun. The candle is on. Something, something, gong, gong, gong.
The time is currently 9:52. We will be peacefully in bed by 10:52.
All right, Muriel.
Let's see how this melanin tastes.
We get the rapid release because it was the closest thing to slightly narcotic that we can find. She wouldn't let us go all the way with the 10 milligrams.
She had her best interest in mind. It's really bottled. It's very hard to unveil. Okay, there we go. Oh my God, and there's cotton in the bottle.
Nick-proof bottle!
All right. And I think, oh my God, there's so much cotton.
Nick,
in here.
Do you want me to do it?
No, I'm doing it. Relax, Muriel, remember? Okay, here we go. I think you're just supposed to put it under your tongue. Let's see what it tastes like. Like a, kind of like a Tums.
Like a bitter, bitter Tums.
No, it's good.
Nope.
I love it. This candle smells great.
Hello.
Muriel, you got your Nicole Kidman on so good.
I know. I've been wandering around the house, picking things up and moving them around. The other thing that I'm channeling is, do you remember Nathan Lane from The Birdcage?
Oh, I mean, he was
so
funny.
I can't stand it. Someone get me a Perrin tablet. And Perrin tablets were when you scrape the asp off the ass.
Oh,
aspirin.
So they were just giving him, I remember, they were just giving him aspirin, but he was thinking like, it was
please, bad. I need one of my Perrin tablets. That's how I feel about melatonin, whatever. What did we just take?
Melatonin?
No. Are you making that up?
Melanin.
Melanin. No. Melatonin.
Okay.
Are you joking?
No, you're the one who questioned it. I'm chilling, girl. I'm not
That's how I feel about my melatonin. It's like, give me my Perrin tablet. And now it's working.
Yeah.
Or is it?
Well, I'm really loving this tea.
Good. All right,
I'm loving everything. I don't want to podcast too much because I want to get too amped up.
Okay, well, let's go to sleep and we'll reflect on it further in the morning. Mm.
Well, I didn't think that melatonin was that effective in falling asleep, but listening back to that recording, we sound hella high.
Yeah, I mean, I woke up in the middle of the night and I remember it felt like that first time I took a CBD gummy where I woke up in the middle of the night and I'm like groggy in the middle of the night. And then this morning I woke up also feeling a little groggy. So, okay, we wanted to go for the 10 milligrams because we just wanted to blast ourselves with relaxation, and the lady really talked us out of it. Good call. If you're going to try melatonin, I would say 5 milligrams is probably even too much for your first time.
And I'm going to do 2 tonight, baby.
2 fives?
Yes. Well, full 10.
Okay, so self-care, I have to call it.
What?
I'm gonna look forward to that routine.
Yeah?
It was very nice. It was very, very nice.
We had some mechanical issues, like kind of going into it. I made a beautiful little nest with this like really relaxing mirror.
Yeah.
And then my husband decided that's where he wanted to pluck his ear hairs. So I had to move all of my products into the bathroom.
To be fair, if you had mentioned it, I would have gotten up immediately.
I know, but I was trying to be like Nicole Kidman with Perry. And I was just like, okay, well, he's taking my space. I'm just going to gently.
Don't call me Perry. That's fucked up. I am not a Perry.
I'm a friend. One thing we realized is like, I think that when I say that, like mechanical issues, like we were trying to relax, but we were kind of like two little, like, I don't know, just two little bugs like bumping into each other all night.
Yeah, and so
I think we both realized because we do actually spend a lot of time with each other during the day, we actually might need to unplug from each other.
Yeah, I think
more than our phones. <I know>.
They're like, you know, it's really about the illumination of the screen that just really keeps you up. And I'm just like, hey, Muriel, what do you think about this?
I know.
Okay, what have we done? This? Oh, remember that funny thing?
Like, look at this dog. Look at this dog. This dog doesn't like his nails clipped. Look at this dog. So that's one thing that's like maybe the biggest thing that I think we realized last night is A, I'm going to look forward to that. And B, I think winding down means like getting the fuck out of each other's spaces and like relaxing with love in separate areas with separate activities.
Right. For me, it's less about that and just more like not talking as much.
Yeah, not talking, and also like you're not allowed back into my vanity space.
What's hilarious about the vanity space is it didn't even work. I was like trying to, I need bright lights. It's a surgical procedure for me. I need to be able to crank my head. I need to be able to twist my ear, and I need to be able to, you know, pinpoint those little delicate hairs and yank them out.
Right. And my spot is like basically like a low light corner to rub lotions onto your face.
Right. And you have one of those, I think, did your mom buy you that
mirror?
It's this really nice like little makeup mirror that's like circular and like whatever, which is beautiful and perfect for you. And you're right. I not only should I not go back there, but I won't because it's not meant for me.
It's not meant for you. Yeah. So, you know, I honestly think that this type of like sort of like almost like grooming stuff, like, you know, like we take showers, we're like clean people, but like that kind of long care grooming stuff you don't take time for during the day, it actually is an awesome way to kill like 30 minutes at night
as you're winding down.
The only adjustment I'd make, these are my advice if you want to try this, make a no talking rule and a separate spaces rule. Drink your liquids earlier in the night. That's the only thing. If you want to drink, like I was like, oh, I'm going to hydrate. Yeah. I'm going to drink some tea. I'm going to drink some water and just get myself settled. Do that and you're going to be peeing like all night long.
Yeah.
So just remember, like while you're doing getting ready, like do your liquids earlier rather than later. Like don't drink a full cup of tea while you're lying in bed because it feels good. But man, that's what happened to me. I woke up all night peeing.
I know. I was just like right when I was really comfortable. I was like, okay, definitely have to go pee now. I also got up and farted in the other room.
Which was so romantic.
I was feeling very romantic.
Because the last couple of times I've been very angry. So that was really nice and saved me. But then Nick did that and I was like, where is he going? And he came back and then we were being quiet. So we were having quiet voices. And Nick just goes, okay, I went in the other room to take a fart, but I just have to warn you that the next one I can't be responsible for because I might be asleep.
Let's do yoga. Let's get fit.
Thank you so much for listening.
You guys are the best and we love you
so much.
We got to shout out Ryan and Ryan over at Campfire Media. Big things happen at Campfire, and we're excited to be growing with the network.
We are. Thank you. Listen, we're not NPR, right? We're not going to keep you hostage with our Patreon forever. But thanks for bearing with us, and thanks so much for the just being you and letting us express to you that we have a Patreon.
Yes. We reached out to listeners. And your guys' feedback is going to be on this week's bonus Patreon episode. And look, we're not going to hit you with bonus episodes every week, okay? We're just trying to launch it in style.
Yeah,
okay?
So we want to give you lots of... Anybody who wants to join the Hell in Your 30s Nation, we just want to give you a little, you know, a little... little pinch on your bottom, little extra love.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we want to thank a few listeners who helped contribute to the Patreon episode. James McGurr, Rachel Piner, Jamila Asha, Brian Flynn, Lil Longoria, and Casey W. We love you guys.
Thank you so much. The bonus Patreon episode will feature... self-care episodes that went terribly, terribly wrong.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Wait, what did I say? Self-care care. Episodes?
You said, yeah, like, it's not, yeah, like, you know, episodes in self-care that had tragic endings.
I don't think I meant to say that.
I don't think you did either. It worked, except for we're talking podcasts, so we say the word episode a lot.
Okay, great. Yeah. It's like things in self-care that went terribly wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the Patreon is going to just help us grow the podcast.
That is right.
So if you like us and you want to see like more episodes or kind of more extravagant episodes or
us pay our rent,
you can always, it gives us more time to like kind of focus on stuff and make stuff. So yeah, we're super grateful for you and for the podcast and for Ryan and Ryan and for this glorious, glorious life that we have ahead of us.
That is right. We also love your reviews on Apple and you sharing this podcast with whoever or retweeting episodes you like or that kind of free fun stuff.
And now we're done.
Okay, but we are going to tag on. We already talked.
Oh, yeah.
We've decided we are going to tease a little bonus of what the Patreon episodes are going to sound like.
Hi, I'm Uriel.
And I'm Nick. And this is our Patreon exclusive. Welcome to Hella in Your 30s. We're just jumping right into James's story because it was so dear to my heart. Oh, James said,
and I gotta say, like right before you start, I watched the messages, the Instagram messages between you, and it just like warmed my heart to think about one hairy boy to another one having so many problems. Because I love you and I love your fur vest and I think you're gorgeous.
Don't ever call it a fur vest.
And it keeps you warm in the winter and insulated in the summer. I want you to keep it, but I know you struggled with it your whole life. So I was like another person who had the same.
Yes. So James just said in a moment of self-doubt, he tried to wax his own back.
So didn't he say he like put it on?
He did the top of his back. He did like
I want to talk a little shit, James. I did not think you had a plan. Because he goes, I was reading those messages and I was like, this fool, what? You put a wax strip on your shoulder and like there was no follow-up? Because basically he just ripped it off and then he was done.
Yeah, he gave up immediately. Like,
then it was over, you know? And I was like, well, I don't think you had a plan.
I did get my back waxed one time and then my back just like bubbled up. Like it was like, it wasn't like then smooth and perfect. And luckily
what
it healed.
What does bubble up mean to you?
Not
that's
like,
disgusting.
Like a
what
rash or something.
Okay, like
not like
hairs.
Blisters.
Oh, okay.
Not blister bubbles.
God, that just made me so sick. Your back bubbled up?
Yeah, it was just like a ripple. I don't know, like a bad like a burn or something. I don't know.
Really?
It was just like
it wasn't like ingrown hairs. Like it actually had like texture to it.
Yeah, texture to it. Like a ripple effect.
Oh no.
Yeah, it was ugly.
Oh, honey, and then you had to go to the beach like that.
No, then it actually healed by the time I made my Hawaii beach debut.
Okay. Well, you know what's so weird?
What?
I don't feel like you're that forward thinking anymore.
What do you mean?
Like, I don't think you prep for things in the same way. Like,
that's what insecurity will do for you.
No.
If you're super insecure about your back hair, you will be forward thinking. You will be like, I have to deal with this.
Oh, so that
right
means
now.
In this relationship, you're just so secure and comfortable that you don't have to plan nothing.
Absolutely, Muriel. Are you kidding me? Of course that's what it means.
Well, I like that. I like the idea of that.
Hi, I'm Winston.
And I'm David.
And we're the hosts of a new podcast on Campfire Media called Try It, You'll Like It.
And on our podcast, we have our guests eat a food they hate one last time.
And we have so many crazy guests.
We got amazing chefs.
We have killer comedians.
Bakers.
Candlestick makers.
Distillers.
Brewers.
food writers.
Oh, they're writing about food.
Ooh, they're probably having some food while they're writing about that food.
Because we're eating food, and they're eating food, and you're listening to It Happen.
All you ASMR hits, enjoy. Chomp chomp.
So check it out every Thursday at Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Mmm, that was good.
Campfire.